library.
The Bodark is pretty hard to cut, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Were these trees, or?
Well, a lot of trees and a lot of small, what's called Bodark bushes there, you know, they're just so thick, they just make more bushes than would.
Any other low growth?
Well, yeah, you had your, of course, there used to be native pecan trees all over there, over this stuff. Elms, cottonwood, and all that. Few oak in the bottom.
Do these have nuts? The oak trees?
Yeah. Now I'm 5 or 10 minutes anyway.
We got just about that much, I think. Well, let's see, I was asking you about these low growing things.
Bushes?
What do you call that when you got a bunch of bushes together?
Brush and shinry.
What's shinry?
Well, that's just small stuff that grows in the bushes more so than in the trees.
Sort of scrub oak?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I didn't expect to find that term this far to the east. That's common over in the west. And it goes up as far as Canton. Tickled to death that you said shimmy. Is this an old term? Did you use it?
Yeah, I've heard it long.
What do you call it when, there's a place with a very thick brush?
Well, wilderness is what we always call it.
There was a wilderness there?
Yeah.
What would you say now?
Well, I guess I'd still call it that.
We were talking about some of these trees. Do you have that bush here that grows maybe 6 feet tall? It has a seed pod, a bunch of seeds up on the top. It has a leaf with a lot of fingers on it, and generally it's about the first to turn red in the fall.
Oh, there's a few scattered out around the hill, on the hills here.
You know the
one? Let's see. Let's see what they do call that. I'm not familiar enough with it to know if I could remember, but I'd know it if I could call.
Is that shoemake?
Shoemake, yeah.
And do you have that vine around here, the three-leafed vine?
Bindweed?
Well, I'm thinking the one that you find down around the creeks. If you get into it, it might bother you.
Oh, you're talking about poison ivy and...
Yeah.
We have it in here.
Does that bother you?
I have had it very seldom. I think that there's just times that it's effective when you.
I guess you can get that with DDT, can't you?
2,4-D.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can handle it. They have the stuff that you can handle it with.
I blasted the ragweed around my house, but the mimosas have gotten me now. I sniffle and snort. You perhaps noticed that I sound plugged up. That's it. What happens to you with poison ivy?
My skin irritation.
And then your skin does what?